If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no. Witch Police Radio.
All right, welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with three members of a band that has been featured on the podcast before, but it's funny because last time we did an episode about you guys, it was just the member who's not here today was the one interviewee on that episode. So I think that the best way to start this off is if the three of you want to introduce yourselves and what you do in the band so listeners can put a name to the voice, and also maybe just give a bit of background about who you are as a group and what you do. So whoever wants to go first, you know, who you are, what you play in the band, and then yeah, some background as to what you guys are all about.
Yeah, cool. I'll go first. My name is Anders Land. I play drums and Solenum. And we are a crossover thrash band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Who else do we have?
Hi, I'm Daniel. I play bass in Solenum. And yeah, like Anders said, we are a crossover thrash metal band from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Cool.
Hey there. I'm Henry. I play guitar in the band. Been in the band for a couple of years now, and been to good times.
Right on. Well, and part of the reason we're doing this now is because you just released an EP, I guess it would be last month, or by the time people hear this, it'll be a couple of months ago. But I do want to get into that. But what's sort of the history of the band here? Because I know you have, I have multiple records you put out in the past, at least two or three tapes and CDs. So how long has this actually been an active project?
I'd say we probably started in about 2011. Yeah, we've been doing things for quite a while. Quite a few releases under our belt, and Daniel and Henry are the newest members.
Okay.
Yeah, myself, Cam, and Lee have been around since the beginning. And there's been a few different bass players and guitar players over the years, And yeah, it's good to have these guys approve what we've been up to.
Well, how long have you guys been in the band then? I mean, has it been prior to this release, or are you like super new?
I guess August 2021.
Okay.
So if I've been 2.5 years. Yeah.
But that was like full on pandemic times, right?
Yeah, kind of just after that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess it was when it was started to come to an end.
Yeah, we kind of joined the band end of late 21, and then we were in the band for a while. We were playing some shows and doing some stuff, and then we recorded the record just, I guess, early last year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is this the first one you guys are on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then maybe a question for the old member here then is, how has the sound changed since you've added these guys? Because like you said, you've been around for a while. I think people who are interested in the kind of stuff you play probably have an idea of what your sound is. How would you sort of describe maybe the differences between the previous incarnations of the band and then the band that people are going to hear on this EP?
Okay. So, I don't know. I'd say we got quite a bit faster, more technical. Henry brings a lot to the table. He's a very technical player. And we haven't had much of that in our previous releases. These guys really round out the sound, and very fortunate to have them. We've been working on tons of new stuff.
Cool. Well, the speed thing, I mean, I've had previous albums, and listening to this new one, that's the first thing that jumped out at me too, is that everything seems like it's sped up considerably. Was that like a deliberate choice, or is that just how things worked out sort of with this new lineup? Like, did you guys like introduce going into a higher gear or something when you joined the band, or how did that sort of come about? Because it was fast anyway, but this is like, you know, next level fast.
Yeah, we sped it up. Just became a quicker drummer, I guess, more practice. So I was able to play faster, and then we just kind of incorporated that into the songs. I think we had 3 of the 5 songs written before these guys joined, and we just kind of polished them all together.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, I guess you know, starting a new band and writing new songs is one thing, but coming into a band that's already sort of well established, and especially when you're playing songs that are already, they've already been written. I mean, what was it like for you guys, either one of you, I guess, you know, coming into the band and having to sort of step into this kind of pre-existing mold of what the band was, and then try to figure out how to put your own stamp on it from there?
Well, for me personally, it was a crazy experience, because I was already a fan of Solanum. Cool. I had seen their shows before. I owned their CDs. So to have to like step into these shoes was pretty big. And I mean, it's been going well. I mean, yeah. But yeah, it's some pretty big shoes to fill, and a lot of stuff to keep up with.
Yeah, I believe it, yeah. Especially with the big back catalog we've got too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have been learning some of the old songs. I think the plan is to learn some old songs too, and do add some more of those instead, and of course new ones.
Cool. And then what was the with this EP, which came out, I guess it was early March, right? Is that
the cassette came out early March.
Okay.
I believe we self-released the CD. We went on a little tour last summer.
Okay.
Out to Alberta and back. Yeah, so we made sure we had some copies for that.
So these songs have been around for a while then. They've been kicking around for quite some time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, these 5 songs, yeah, they've been a thing since these guys started.
Played them. Most of these songs we played at our shows, like, most recently.
Okay.
Still in your-
So, I mean, again, I don't want to dwell on the whole, like, you know, you guys are new guys thing for the whole conversation here. But I guess, like, how did these songs seem old to you now at this point? Because, like, on one hand, you've been working on them for a while. The band had them written, you know, a couple years ago at this point. And obviously, yeah. Since you've been together as a band, with you guys being, like, you know, permanent members for a while now, has the sound kind of evolved since the lineup's changed? Like, do these feel like, you know, relics from a former era of Solomon or what?
I'm not really sure. I feel like it might have always kind of been the band's trajectory, but I think these songs definitely do kind of feel old, like, in a way, since we haven't playing them for so long, because we already had them kind of down and written. The band already had them written when we joined already, so
okay.
We've been playing them for a long time, so anyway, yeah, it's kind of cool to write some new stuff now, and we got a new record in the works, and just working on getting that on the way, so.
Awesome.
It's, I don't know, I think it's kind of similar, but it always evolves a little bit along the way, you know? I think naturally.
For sure. Well, and one of the things about, you know, whenever I talk to any band that's in any of the umbrella genres, like, connected with the metal scene, right? Winnipeg is such a strong and deep and, like, you know, really involved heavy music community, regardless of what subgenre we're talking about. As a band that's been around for as long as you have and been established to this point, what do you feel is sort of your role in the local music scene as a band? Because there's so many new bands starting. Like, every week I hear about, you know, two or three new, like, thrash bands or death metal bands or whatever. I mean, do you feel like you've... I guess, yeah, what is your place? What is Solomon's place in the local heavy music scene? Are you, like, elder statesman at this point? I know there's bands that have been around a lot longer than you, but do you kind of have this... what's your relationship, I guess, with sort of the growing community?
I feel like a lot of newer bands, we're not seeing that much thrash metal.
Right.
Like, and we were actually talking about this a little while ago, how we're kind of carrying the torch for that, for thrash metal in Winnipeg. Not a lot of guys are doing it, so it's good that we're doing it, and hopefully we can get other people into it too. Hopefully more bands start doing thrash metal.
Yeah. You know? Has there been a decline in that locally? Like, were there more bands doing it up until fairly recently?
It's kind of hard to say. I feel like there already was a little bit, but not really a whole lot that I've seen. A lot of death metal, a lot of punk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I guess,
yeah, not all the people been doing the thrash metal.
Yeah. Well, I guess part of the whole thing about being a crossover band, right, is that you have that ability to play with hardcore bands. You have the ability where you would fit in pretty well with a punk show or whatever. Does that sort of nebulousness of your sound, does that help as far as being a band in the city, that you have the potential to fit in with all these different little sub scenes as far as getting
Absolutely.
Shows and touring and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we can play with almost anyone for that exact reason.
Yeah,
we've
pulled
a lot of influences in from all sorts of different genres.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of gives us a place, you know, with the metal shows of all sorts, punk shows, death metal, doesn't matter. It's a pretty small community too. So, like, we're all friends.
Yeah.
Sharing the stage. And yeah, that's the cool thing about it. We can hop on any show and be comfortable with it.
When a lot of people in that scene are in each other's bands too, it's like the most incestuous. The Winnipeg music scene in general is just like extremely incestuous, right? Everyone's playing with each other at one point or another.
That's true. I've played in a ton of bands. But
yeah. what is the what's sort of the next steps? Now, this has been out, obviously it's been out longer than I thought. I guess I was looking at the release date of the tape. But what's going on next? I mean, you said you did a little tour. You have new music coming out. Do you have sort of any concrete plans for what's happening over the next few months into the end of the year?
Nothing really concrete. We're definitely going to play some shows this summer. We're going to keep being productive with the new songs. I think we have the music written for 8 songs now.
Cool.
And lyrics written for 4 of them. So we're just going to, every jam, we'll just play what we know. And then we usually end the practice off working on 1 or 2 songs. And we've been pretty productive with that.
Cool.
As of lately. So yeah, I don't know. We got invited to do like a recording at the university. So we might do something with that and maybe re-record some old songs with these guys on them and see how that turns out.
Cool.
But as for like touring and stuff, I don't know if we're going to do much of that this year. And hopefully aim to record, I'd say in the fall or the winter.
Right on. Well, and like, again, you guys are pretty prolific. I mean, you have a lot of releases out. You have a couple albums, you have some EPs and singles and things like that. What is sort of the turnaround time for an album generally with this band? Like, how long does it go from writing the songs to actually recording and releasing them, just kind of on average?
Well, it's hard to say. It all depends on everyone's schedules, really.
Sure.
But, yeah, recording can take quite a while. And then, yeah, putting it all together and releasing it, you know, like the record plant has a long turnaround time, and the artist as well. We've got to work out all the graphic design stuff, and it's a pretty big process putting it together.
Yeah.
But I'd say from start to finish, I don't know, the turnaround could be probably 2 years from writing it all to having the physical copy in hands.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's pretty good. Even with all the delays with things like getting it made and stuff, yeah. I was going to ask about the artwork. I'm glad you brought that up, because like on all of your records that I've seen, and especially this new one, you have very, very, that seems to be obviously be a big part of what you're doing, is having that, those design elements and having it. It's very evocative and colorful and dark and twisted and weird. And so like what goes into that? Like, do you sort of give an idea to the artist, or how much involvement does the band have in creating that stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So for all our other releases, an artist, John Mayo, he's a local guy. And we decided to go with someone different for this last release. His name is Cursed of Face. Because he did some art for like Power Trip and this one band I'm a huge fan of called Lowest Creature from Sweden.
Okay.
And yeah, he's a cool guy. So I reached out and he redid our logo and did some he did a t-shirt design for us as well as the Mad Racket, and we already have the artwork ready for our next release. And he asked for like ideas of what we wanted, and I'm not an artist, but he asked me to draw up a sketch, and it's actually hilarious how it turned out, because I had like stick figures on stairs with swords, and like it just looked really silly, and he turned it into this just incredible piece, incorporating all of my silly ideas in his own way.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it is really, really involved illustration. I know you guys put out physical media, and as someone who doesn't understand streaming and only listens to physical tapes and records and CDs, I love to see that, because like, you know, I'm too old and set in my ways to switch now. But you know, you know at this point that most people listening to your stuff are going to be listening to it on Spotify or whatever, right? So do you take that, have to take that consideration when it comes to the artwork, knowing that people probably aren't going to have it in front of them in sort of the traditional way? Or do you even care about that? Is it like, just get the artwork?
Honestly, yeah,
done?
No, I never thought of that. I guess, yeah, you're looking at the art on a smaller screen and it's definitely not as cool, but I never considered that.
It's the special extra thing you get if you spend the money to buy a physical copy.
Yeah.
But as long as the music gets out.
Yeah, I think that's the point, right? Is people are hearing it regardless of whether they do that. But just again, on the physical stuff, I mean, is that something you're always intending to do with these releases, is put them out in physical format? Again, I love that because I'm old and set in my ways. But is that, I mean, I know that metal is one of those genres too, where
absolutely,
tapes especially are still, they've always been a thing, right? It never really went away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, we're definitely
fully putting them out on physical copies.
So putting physical releases out for everything.
As far as this new tape, how do people get their hands on it? Whether they want to hear it in physical format or they want to just check it out online, what's the best way to find your stuff, this album and everything else too?
You can find it on Bandcamp. We have all of our stuff up on there for purchase, digital download, or you can buy a physical copy if you'd like.
Cool. And then I guess that shows, right? That's probably the other good way to do it.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got merch at all of our shows.
Right on. Do you have any shows coming up in the near future, relatively near future, or is that sort of to be determined?
To be determined, but yeah, no, we're definitely full intentions on playing this summer.
Cool. And then, you know, the good thing about this being a podcast is someone could hear it the day it comes out, which is, you know, shortly after we record this, or they could hear it a year from now. And by then, who knows what, you could have a new record out, you could have, you know, more exciting things happening. What's the best way to keep in touch with what's happening with the band as far as shows, as far as upcoming releases and that kind of stuff?
I would say our Facebook page. Yeah, we had an Instagram, but it got hacked, so we haven't made a new one yet.
Yeah, I noticed that. I couldn't find you guys on Instagram, which seemed weird because it seems like that's the one that everyone's on.
Yeah.
Might have to get on there.
yeah, I think you're going to be one of those. Does it still exist out there? It's just someone took it over, or is it completely gone?
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. All right. Yeah. Well, I know you have the Twitter and you have the Facebook, and then obviously people.
We have the Twitter as well.
Yeah. So you're out there. You exist in the social media world, and then obviously people should go to the shows and stuff and check out the record. So, it's cool. It's a really good EP. Was it always intended to be an EP, or is it just sort of that those are the songs you had at the time?
Those are the songs we had at the time, but we did intend on doing an EP. It's funny too, because with everyone streaming these days, everyone has less attention spans.
Totally.
You know, so no one's really sitting down listening to full albums anymore. Well, maybe that's not true, but...
There's five of us doing that. That's about it.
Yeah, so I don't know. EPs are the way to go, I think.